With a look at Radio on the Go Sports, I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting for a Friday. It is Friday of the Fair here in Franklin County. And again, we'll be broadcasting a little bit later on. As far as sports goes locally, nothing happening right now with all the teams preparing for the state tournaments. And we will get to that in just a little bit for our area softball teams heading to Fort Dodge. But first, some state news where Iowa State basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger says in the age of the transfer portal, summer workouts are a crucial time to build team chemistry.
If you were to, you know, to see how they carry themselves, they don't look like a group that just came together a few weeks ago. They look like a group of guys that have known each other for a long time. Credit to the returning guys for, you know, setting a standard, welcoming guys with an open arm, showing them the way and how we do things. Credit to the transfers coming in to taking on some leadership responsibility, but quickly adapting. And so it's been neat to watch those personalities come together.
Otzelberger likes the way the team is coming together, as he mentioned.
In terms of just that overall enjoy being around one another, I feel like we're at a place even ahead of where we've maybe been in some other years, because I think guys are just, you can just feel the buy-in. You can feel that they want to lock in, spend the time together. And when we've had team activities, team events, team meals, the level of investment in one another has been really cool.
Otzelberger talks about the keys to building chemistry.
It's got to be both sides, right? The new guys coming in have to be not only open to quickly adapting, but then also offering leadership. And the guys who are here continuing to be the best example with the standard they set through their actions far more than anything that they can say or verbalize.
ISU has five transfers on a men's basketball roster that lost several key players from a team that finished 29-8. Over to the Iowa Hawkeyes, center Andrew McKeever says he's still trying to catch up when it comes to his basketball career. Lightly recruited coming out of high school, McKeever began his career at St. Mary's of California before joining the Hawkeyes.
Started a little late in the basketball process. I didn't really grow until after COVID as much, and then also just maybe a little uncoordinated, a little slow for my size, but I kind of worked on it a lot when I was at St. Mary's and kind of got better at it.
It was a growth spurt during COVID that prompted McKeever to switch his focus to basketball, now being 7'3".
I was like 6'2" during COVID, and I grew to like 6'10" or something when I was out of COVID. So, and I was playing baseball at the time, and I was like, yeah, I got to go to basketball. And so I kind of locked in during my sophomore season.
And McKeever gives the Hawkeyes a much-needed size presence at the post, and he feels Iowa's style of play is a good fit for him.
I think being utilized as much as he uses his bigs in the offense, like being active all the time and being able to pass and make reads out of a pick and roll is something that I can do really well, and just felt that I would fit that.
The Hawkeyes are in the midst of their summer workouts. Well, two seasons removed from a 5-win season, the number 11 North Butler softball team is now poised to make a run at the Class 1A state title. The Bearcat Ladies secured their trip to Fort Dodge with a 2-0 victory over 5th-rated Mason City Newman on Monday in the regional championship. The win improved North Butler to 25-5 and avenged two regular season losses to the Knights.
I'm just proud of the way they played as a team, and our motto for the entire season is together we break most huddles with that word, and our girls truly bought into that.
And that is North Butler coach Austin Guerrero talking about the turnaround that reflects players' commitment to one another. The Bearcats defeated Riceville 4-2, outlasted Turkey Valley 2-1 in 10 innings, and then shut out Newman 2-0. Each victory required contributions from across the roster, whether it was the bottom of the order producing at the plate, the defense making key plays, or the dugout providing energy. That togetherness, Kylie Grohn and Zoe Thompson say, has helped the team persevere through adversity.
It doesn't matter if you make just one mistake, just push it off, you got it, just next play mentality.
And playing together and working as a team. Everybody has each other's backs, we're like sisters.
And North Butler's next test comes against Clarksville, 4:30 p.m. Monday in the opening round of the Class 1A state tournament. And you can hear from the Bearcat Ladies coming up Sunday at 2 p.m. That'll be on 99 The Wave, our sister station. The KQCR channel will have the Meet the Team show for the Bearcats as they get ready to go. And speaking of their opponent, Clarksville, their softball team is making preparations for yet another run at the state tournament, looking to defend last year's Class 1A state title. Well, this year's squad has several members back from last year. Senior Indian shortstop Hannah Wangsness says they can't focus on the past if they are to repeat.
We need to focus on this year and not really, like, think about the last year, because this is brand new, and like, we are all mostly playing new positions, so it is super different, but it's also fun to know, like, what we've done in the past. And hopefully we can use that momentum to push us through this season.
Six of last year's starters are back on this year's team, but many Clarksville players are in different positions than a year ago. Indians head coach Katie Berman says the squad has what it takes to finish the job, but they'll need to focus on maintaining composure in clutch situations.
Focusing on ourselves and playing our game and not letting the thought of who we're playing or that we're at state change the way that we play the game. And, you know, focusing on our bats is what has been our strength, but also now our defense is great. Same pitching that we've always been relying on. And so just really being calm and playing our normal game.
It's the second straight and eighth overall state tournament appearance by the Clarksville program. We'll have a special Meet the Indians show for the state softball team from Clarksville coming up Sunday at 3 p.m. The number 2 seed Indians again play number 7 seed North Butler in a first round game Monday, 4:30 p.m. That'll again be broadcast on KQCR 99 The Wave. And again, with the new format this year, even though they play the first round, the double elimination format will have the opportunity for these two teams to possibly meet again for a state championship if they keep winning after the first round. And the North Iowa Cedar League All-Conference baseball teams have been released. Here are some local selections from Applington Parkersburg utility player Sully Jansen, Dagenham Hartford outfielder Gavin Gerbrock. Grundy Center had several, including pitcher Judd Dvorsky, as well as Spartan teammate Braden Davey in the outfield and utility player Pete Lebo for Grundy. And South Hardin infielder Preston Dolash had first-team All-Conference honors, along with Tiger teammate infielder Casey Williamson. Second-team All-NICL baseball included AGWSR pitcher Clay Boozman, AGWSR infielder Bo Starr, Cougar teammate Tristan Dennis in the infield, and Cougar teammate utility player Rem Kearns for AGWSR. For Applington Parkersburg, second team all-conference infielder Jackson Klespies and Falcon teammate outfielder Wes Shirk. Grundy Center had utility player Ethan Meester on the second team, and South Hardin had outfielder Joshua Spindler. Third team all-NICL baseball from AGWSR, catcher Landon Dennis. For Applington Parkersburg, pitcher Kingston Holman. For Dighton Hartford, outfielder Aiden Walston, and Dighton Hartford utility player John Mormon, along with Peyton Welch from South Hardin on the infield. Again, third team all-conference NICL for 2026. Stay tuned for more. More all-conference honors are coming out, more state tournament news, and other local and state sports coming your way. Check out radioonthego.com as well. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting. The Indiana Fever, by the way, play tonight as well, as they will be in action at 6:30, and that will be against the Storm. So, again, that's going to do it for Radio On The Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Karstens. Have a great day.